As many as 1,500 U.S. soldiers are said to be occupying the international airport outside Baghdad this evening. Hundreds more are on their way to reinforce the troops. The occupation of the Baghdad airport may be important for both political and military reasons. U.S. commanders could now use the airport as a base for further military movements, though so far they're not revealing their plans. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The international airport is about 12 miles from the center of Baghdad, and if they wanted to, U.S. forces could head straight downtown on broad boulevards. Or U.S. commanders could consolidate control of the airport and then continue around the outskirts of town, bypassing the center and heading for the north side of Baghdad. Major General Stanley McChrystal of the Pentagon Joint Staff would only say today that having the airport under U.S. control gives commanders some nice options.
It's a great location on the southwest portion of Baghdad to allow us to posture ourselves around the city or to move into the city.
There are arguments for both approaches. Retired Major General Robert Scales, who was one of the Army's leading theoreticians of urban warfare, says U.S. commanders should work first to control Baghdad, not to capture it. That strategy, he says, would argue for U.S. troops to continue around Baghdad and shut it off as much as possible.
Until you've had an opportunity to close off the main arteries going in and coming out of the city, then you really haven't established enough control over what's inside. And so a first order of priority would be to encircle the city, to contain these arteries so that you can control the city from the outside.
Once they have the city surrounded, Scales says, U.S. forces could slowly tighten the circle until they begin encountering Iraqi resistance. An alternative strategy for U.S. commanders now would be to use their control of the airport to send a humiliating message to the Iraqi regime. Retired Army Colonel Patrick Lang, a veteran intelligence officer, has visited Baghdad many times as a Middle East analyst. He thinks a dramatic drive into the center of the city now could reap immediate benefits.
If you push down these roads into the middle of the city and you show up in some of the principal places of the city in the West Bank, which is are filled with big parks and open spaces so that you're not likely to get penned in somewhere, the existence of that in the, right in the middle of the government district down by the Rashid Hotel and around in there would be a tremendous symbol.
Colonel Lang and General Scales agree on one point, the importance of getting good intelligence on what awaits U.S. forces in Baghdad. General Scales, an NPR military analyst, says a slow squeeze of the city will give U.S. commanders the time and opportunity to learn what's happening downtown.
As you close in on the city now, the quality of intelligence improves dramatically because now you're getting immediate intelligence from people who are filtering out of the city who can tell you exactly what's going on.
British forces are following a strategy similar to this around Basra in southern Iraq. They have encircled the city, and as they learn about key centers of power inside, British commanders are sending in special forces against particular targets. Colonel Lang would also recommend what he calls an opportunistic strategy in dealing with Baghdad. Leave options open and strike quickly when intelligence suggests a good time and place. But U.S. commanders should be careful, Lang says.
If you're going to go downtown and make a demonstration, you better go in force to make sure you don't get cut off down there. It's one thing to be able to go someplace. It's always another thing to be able to come back.
For the moment, U.S. commanders are concentrating on strengthening their presence at the Baghdad airport. Defense officials also say special operations troops are stepping up their activity inside Baghdad, identifying targets and carrying out other reconnaissance missions. CIA operatives are also said to be at work inside the city, making contact with potential allies and hunting for regime leaders. One high priority is to establish relations with Shiite leaders who might be sympathetic to a U.S. entry. Marine forces on the southeast side of Baghdad have positioned themselves outside Shiite neighborhoods and could enter the city from that direction. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.